from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's not on Kirk Cousins' playlist, is
no.
it?
No.
Right. Just a Girl. Good tune. Good
yeah,
tune.
But not.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. A little Kirk too Cousins. Old for Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins only likes songs that came out between 2000 and 2006.
Yeah, that was prime Kirk.
Yeah. That is the best music time, too. Yeah.
So. Well, okay.
Of all time?
Yeah. No, I mean, probably, we're not doing yeah. this. I'm not doing this with him.
Why do you
I'm
think
not,
that?
I'm not. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tortadelco stop at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexelbrook in Drexel Hill. Brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Tomorrow we will be at Dining Under the Stars in Media. We'll be out in front of Spasso, the Italian restaurant, but we'll be outside. Seems like we're getting a nice day, too.
Today's weather's insane.
Feels like football's coming.
Oh, you walked outside.
Yep.
Football.
This morning. History was in
smell
the air.
The grass.
Yep. Yeah.
Almost went long sleeves.
At wow.
You almost went.
I almost did. I didn't, but yeah.
Would that affect the soccer jersey?
No, I have long sleeve soccer jerseys.
Oh, okay. Thank
God.
Don't
worry about it.
Thank God.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Is Phillies Braves the best rivalry in the city? It actually went down, which is kind of a bummer. I thought
That's
I could argue
shame.
It up.
I guess I swayed people.
26% say yes. You didn't sway anybody.
Yeah. 26%, the results say differently.
26. Is that what the results? I'll say.
Well, let's not ask Twitter.
I don't want to. Jack, you want to explain the difference in correlation and causation?
Oh God, I have no idea. But I was trying to make a joke about the polygraph. How we dominated that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So we talked about defense, offense, better or worse than you expected based on your pre-camp expectations. Both you guys.
I mean, it's a tough one. So, obviously, Jalen has been outstanding. And I think, ultimately, they will win and lose with the quarterback. So, if I had to pick a camp where either the offensive line struggled or the quarterback struggled, I would take the offensive line struggling. So, ultimately, I do feel better. But their offensive line, it's an issue. I mean, their starters have not gotten a lot of good reps together. I don't know how everyone feels about the Eagles' pass rush, but the Eagles' pass rush is consistently winning against this offensive line as camp has gone on. So, I would say I feel better about the offense. I think the Sirianni-Moore offense is coming together nicely, but the offensive line could be a problem.
Ike?
What's the question again?
Feel better about the offense or worse based on your expectations?
Oh, I feel better.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel better about the offense. I mean, listen, I said Mekhi Becton would be our right guard. He's going to be the right guard when the season starts. It looks like we're going to get out of training camp with everybody
healthy.
Pretty much healthy. Jalen has had a good camp. My biggest issue coming in as far as offense was what was Jalen's mentality like coming into training camp?
Sure.
You know, does he still have this sort of guarded fence up where he isn't necessarily showing us the other side of himself? And so we've seen that prior to last year, and it's great to see him back to being that sort of personality around the guys. So that's a good sign for me. If his head is in the right place, his mental is in the right place, we're in for a great year on that side of the ball.
There was a moment in practice today that I think speaks to what you're talking about. Jalen hit, I think it was Devontae, down the left sideline for a touchdown. And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was kind of talking trash, like, oh, you know, you haven't hit that all camp.
Shocker.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But what I thought was noteworthy was Jalen, after the play, like, walked across the field and hung out with, like, the secondary guys and kind of was jokingly, like, talking trash or whatever. Mm-hmm. But to your point, Ike, about, you know, putting himself out there, like, reaching across the aisle, so to speak, it is something that I think is important. I've not seen him do that very often in camp. Go hang out with the defensive guys. Spend a whole kind of second team rep where Kenny's on the field over there with the defensive guys.
Oh, I'm so proud of him.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, whether it's performative, whatever, he's certainly putting an effort out.
I tell you, the guys, the quarterbacks I played with did that. They did. You know, Donovan was always joking with us on the defensive side, talking trash to a point in time. Andy'd be like, get back over here. And Mike, for whatever reason, when I was in Atlanta, he just liked being around defensive guys at times. Like, he would make himself, you know, come over there, wander over there, and talk a little trash with D'Angelo Hall and some of those guys. But, yeah, that's sort of what you have to do. I hate to use the word politician, especially in a year like this year. But as a quarterback, that's really what you are.
Well,
you're a politician in the locker room.
Yeah.
And everybody has to like you.
And also,
most people.
Is he trying to do it? Is it natural to him? Probably not. But you can't ask somebody to improve on something, and then when they do, go, well,
yes,
you know, you're just doing that. Like, yes, he is just doing that.
He's making an effort.
That's exactly what he should be doing.
Yes, that's exactly. And here's the thing I would say, Elliot. I think he did more of it prior to last year. I mean, I keep going back to that 2022 year, and you watch them play. You watch that offense move. When they scored touchdowns, they had celebrations. They had handshakes.
Him and Nick had a handshake.
He was a part of all that stuff 2 years ago.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, last year, it was gone.
Well, remember in 2020, the whole thing was, oh, the locker room likes Jalen more than Carson.
Yep.
You know, Jalen.
He was a player's guy, yes.
So,
I totally agree.
100%. I mean, and, you know, to bring the Joel into this, like, Joel, I don't think, is a natural go hang out with the guys, go out to dinner guy. But you do hear his teammates talk about that as he's gotten older, he's put in more effort out to it.
Need, like, to do it more,
I think,
yeah.
It's something you have to do even if you're not comfortable doing it initially.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it shows the other people on the team that you care because you're trying. And sometimes, honestly, it's just about faking it. And
yes.
I don't mean that in a lying way. Is that, like, sometimes you have to be a different person depending on where you are and who you're with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when we're at a public appearance, it doesn't mean that you're lying because you're a different person, but I'm certainly more outgoing and smiley and those sorts of things. And it doesn't mean it's fake. It means you're showing the people around you the respect of here's you know, the way you should be when you're there.
Whereas in the office, you're terrible to be around.
I'm a different person in the office.
Here's the other thing to the point that you're making, which I also think is important when you're a quarterback, when you're the best player on the team, a Bryce Harper, guys like that, Joel Embiid in his locker room. There's already, with pro players, somewhat of a inherent hierarchy. Guys get paid more. Mm-hmm. Their status is higher. You're the quarterback. We know that you're treated differently and you're viewed differently by the organization than we are. We're the expendables.
Right.
You're not going anywhere.
Right.
So you can't carry yourself that way. Else you alienate your teammates. You have to make your teammates feel like you're in the foxhole with them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we know you hold a certain status, your teammates want to realize and know that, hey, you got as much skin in the game as I got in the game. I'm sacrificing, you're sacrificing. The one thing I'll say that you have to do is be open to the idea. When you're closed off from the idea of being around your teammates and going to hang out or what have you, it's never going to work. But it doesn't mean if Jalen doesn't want to go to a bar or a club, or it makes him a bad teammate. It means those teammates need to find things that Jalen is interested in, and then we need to come together and figure out, do we need to go bowling? Do you want to go play laser tag? You want to go golf? Like, those are things you can do, or you can have a night at the house with the fellas. It don't mean you have to go out to a club or do things that you aren't comfortable doing, but you can't shut yourself off from everybody else in,
well,
in the locker room.
Britton Covey had the quote last year, and I'm paraphrasing, but essentially saying, you know, Jalen can feel unapproachable at times. And yeah. I think what that is when you're Britton Covey and you walk in that locker room, like, that's Jalen Hurts. Yep. Not only is he making $250 million, he's right. been on national TV for yep. 4 or 5 years. So, to your point, like, I don't think it's about making sure you go out with them Friday and Saturday night. It's about going to their sideline and yep. just breaking down that wall mm-hmm. of feeling like they can't talk to you.
Yep.
So we will get my experience in the locker room.
Yes. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right.
Yeah. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
In our business.
Same thing. Yeah.
I mean, I can't come in here and act like, well, I'm Ike Reese, this and the other, and you guys are down here. Mm-hmm. You know, Hugh Douglas, same way, John Ritchie. So I think for us to be good teammates and for us to have a great working environment, we need to make you guys feel like we want to be a part of the crew, like we're a part of the team. We're not above you or this and that and the other.
Yeah. Well, even the football conversation, it's fine if we argue about a football thing and you go home and you're like, Spike does not know what he's talking about.
But
if you were to do that to our faces, all of a sudden, you wouldn't be able to have the conversation
yes.
anymore. You know,
work.
Well, it's like when me and Jack talk baseball; it's different than when I talk to Ben Davis.
Right, the guy would never look down on Elliot. When
exactly,
he talks,
yeah.
You
yeah.
look down on all of us.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right. We'll get to that in a second.
You'll have to get to it. I know what you're going to say.
Well, you know, I gotta say it. You said what everyone was expecting. All right, we will get Ike and Elliott's most important player on the Eagles, aside from Jalen, after I tell you about what you need to do about your windows. You know, it's replace them. They're old. They're drafty. You don't feel like dealing with it, but you got to deal with it now. Now is the best time to deal with it because now, if you go Guida, you can take advantage of their big summer sale. 40% off is a lot. Just think of a number. Think of 100. 40% off 100 is 40 off.
Wow.
That's sick, right?
What no math?
It's just a lot when you think about
so much.
Yeah. Man, it's good.
All right, you idiots.
I'm just saying it's good.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. Yeah,
40% off every window you buy when you go Guida until the end of August. 40% off any doors, a front door, a sliding patio door, a garage door. And not just 40% off, you can buy now, pay later at Guida. They got low monthly payment plans or interest-free financing up to 18 months. And if you wait till the fall, first of all, you're going to miss out on the big summer sale. Second of all, you're going to try to do it when everyone else is. Do it now. Be prepared for the winter. All prior sales excluded. This offer expires at the end of August. Call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Elliot, the one player who is most important on the Eagles this year, aside from Jalen Hurts, is...
So, I do truly believe it's probably an offensive lineman, but Jalen Carter, I don't think it's brought up enough about how he can completely change the defense, because I don't think Bryce Huff, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, like, they're good edge rushers. I don't think they're special edge
rushers. Is Nolan Smith a good edge rusher?
Nolan Smith, I shouldn't have included him in that.
Thank you.
But if Jalen Carter can be who he was for the first 8 games, for 17 games, then it makes that entire defense different, because he's collapsing the pocket up the middle, he's making life easier on the rushers. He's making life easier on the secondary guys. If Jalen Carter is only average this year, then everything could get ugly pretty quickly, because they don't have somebody that I think week in and week out you can count on for pass rush besides Jalen Carter.
And you?
I'm going Cam Jurgens.
Yeah.
I'm going Cam Jurgens. You know, I could have easily gone A.J. Brown. We know he's probably the best player on the team. But when I look at importance and significance, I think he and Jalen are sort of connected. They got to be on the same page. You've heard Jalen sort of speak about last year's issues with some of the communication and blitz pickups and those things. I'm not going to dive into that because to me it becomes finger pointing and who's to blame and what happened. They need to be on the same page, Cam and Jalen, and understanding where they want to turn protection and what they want to do with it. So I would go with Cam Jurgens as the second most important person on the team.
One thing I didn't expect as they kind of transitioned from Kelce calling the majority of the pass block and blitz pickup to Jalen is, I do think Jalen, whether he'll be good at it, we'll see, but I think he feels like he has more control of what's going on.
Yeah.
He's not reacting to what Kelce's doing. He's not reacting to the line protection the line is calling. He's able to go to the line, and maybe it's not the right call, but at least he is very aware and confident of what's happening. So that is one thing I probably took for granted or didn't expect as much with him now having a larger role in that.
I think those are both good answers.
Thank you.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about Jalen Carter. And, you know, I think the interesting thing about Carter is everyone just, I think, sort of assumes that he'll be great. But I don't think there's enough of a resume to assume he'll be great. And we forget sometimes about how important Fletcher Cox was. Oh, no. Oh, no, the Dolan's crew has rolled in.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like...
Tensions are tight in the Drexel Hall.
Yeah, I feel like this is like gang warfare or something.
They all
like,
got earpieces in too.
I thought the dude was dressed like Big Dom.
Well, he's Delco Big Dom.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah, that's my boy, Matty Ice.
He does give that vibe.
Secret service, yes.
Don't give them microphones.
He's got tape on the air.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, the other thing. Player you think will surprise people in a good way, and player that you're looking at as a, oh, no, might surprise people in a bad way?
In a good way, so I think Jalix Hunt has definitely been better than expected. I actually think...
Making Trent Cole proud.
I think if the Eagles had to keep Nolan Smith or Jalix Hunt, they would keep Jalix Hunt.
Do you think he's going to play this year?
I think he's going to play this year.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he'll dress, because I think he can be a good special teams player, which will get him active on game day, and then he'll... What, do you don't think he'll be a good special teams player?
Nah, it's just like I want a little bit more.
Well, but the first key for a rookie is getting active on game day. Yeah. So you have to be good at special teams to then play. So I think he is one. One guy who could disappoint this year, I mean, I'm going to go with Ike's guy, like Cam Jurgens, that he just said. I think it's big shoes to fill. I think he's a little under the category of we all assume he'll be good. But that middle of the offensive line could be a major problem for them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This team. And I think everyone's just assuming Cam will be good, and he could be for sure, but that would be the one I would be worried about.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. You know, Cam is a little bit bigger than Jason was as a player.
Faster now, too.
I'm not going to disrespect Jason and his greatness, but a lot of his greatness and status came the second half of his career. I can make an argument Cam may be further ahead of Jason at this same stage of their careers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Second or third year in the league.
Especially having a Jason as part of that development.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So I'm not going to – again, I think Cam at this stage could surprise us a little bit there. I will go with I'm going to stay on the line. And I think Becton – is going to be a great reclamation project.
Certainly talented.
I think.
Is he talented? He has to
be. Well, the talent is there. I think the longer he stays under this coaching and this tutelage and these guys around him, I think the areas that he struggles in as a big man, I think those are going to become smaller and smaller as he continues to get the good coaching that he's going to get here.
So I think a good indication of how they feel about Becton will be, is he signed to an extension before the season? Because he's a one-year deal. If they feel
Before the season.
If they feel he is going to be, okay, we found something at guard, this can be a long-term starter, to your point, he's talented with Stoutland, then they should sign him before the season, like they did with Mailata. They signed Mailata to a long extension before he became the everyday starting left tackle. If they sign Becton, then I think they're obviously all in. If they don't, I think that then that shows they're in the camp of let's wait and see with what he's going to be.
215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh? Yoshi.
Hello? Right.
You're always ready to go. I mean, what's this about?
Oh, because one day I was at work and I was about to do something else.
I can't hear him. Oh, I dropped him. That was an accident.
Wow.
Back at the studio. I meant to put him on hold. Did not mean to do.
Hands up. You're a hand-up show.
Hand up. That's me. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good day, man.
What up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
What up? How's it going?
So here's the deal with this. Jack and Spike are right, and Ike, you're just wrong. And how you know and you should realize that you're wrong is Elliot agrees with you.
What is this about the rivalry?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
The rivalry.
The rivalry?
Yeah. If Elliot agrees with you, it's a bad sign.
Yeah.
I would say Ben Davis agreed with me, too.
Yeah, that was hurtful.
Yeah, that was.
That was a tough one. Yeah, no one cared about the Phillies race 5 years ago.
And by the way, so does 80% of our voters also agree with me. So you're in the minority, Chris, with Spike and Jack.
Thank you.
That's okay. I'll be
Trailblazers.
Okay. I'll be with those guys any day because it's a weak rivalry with the Cowboys because the Cow Babies, they're not even a real challenge to us. I mean, they're soft. Their fans are soft.
How do you keep saying they're not a real challenge to us when they are the only challenge to this team in this division? What are you talking
about?
They
did win the division last year.
What are we talking about?
What challenge for what? Are we going to parades like Elliot has for regular?
Well, I don't know. You act like we're having parades every year, like the Eagles win championships every year.
Why do we play the game? Yeah, well, they won one a lot sooner than the Cowboys.
What team was better last year? What team was better last year?
The Eagles.
What team was better last year? No, the Eagles were not better than the Cowboys. The Cowboys won the division last year.
Yeah, and how far did they get in the postseason?
As far as we did.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are just flat wrong with this.
But I just think the difference is you wouldn't call during the offseason and make fun of the Braves. Like, you would call and say the Cow Babies, and they haven't won for forever.
Yes.
Braves, like, it's just different.
The Braves are a legit challenge. The Braves legitimately won a title a few years ago.
Phillies are up, what are they, 7.5 games up on the Braves right now? The
Eagles? Seven.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Yeah, how the Braves are a legitimate title.
They weren't alive when the Braves, or when the Cowboys won their last World Series, probably.
So, and yet, everyone still brings it up.
About here, you're talking about like, hey, a past team from the 1990s. I'm talking about a team that's a real contender now.
But
a team that
the Eagles and Cowboys are closer than the Phillies and Braves. The Phillies have a larger lead on the Braves right now than the Eagles ever had on the Cowboys last year. But also, the Cowboys are
they've been 1-2 all years, and then 3-1 we got into it in 2022. They're always a team we're contending against. We're always chasing the Braves, or the Braves this year are chasing us. That's a legit.
Then why can't the Eagles go to Dallas and win?
Contender rivalry. Not some fraudulent one where, like, one team gets in a postseason, collapses, and we want to throw parades because they're
But it doesn't matter how good the Cowboys are for the rivalry. It doesn't matter how good the Braves are. It's about who you hate. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's about who you hate more. It's about who you hate more.
No, it doesn't, Chris. It matters who you hate more. Who do you like to see lose more? Who do you hate to lose to more? And that's pretty simple.
You guys are moving the goalposts. You just said.
No, we're not moving the goalposts. We're telling you as a fan.
The Eagles weren't that good.
A rivalry is not about results. It's about who you hate. It's about emotion.
And that's what you're getting caught up at. As opposed to listening to the majority of your fan base that's telling you that they would hate to lose to the Cowboys more than they would the Braves. Like, it's an easy answer.
I don't care what the majority of the fan base does.
That's what I'm telling you. You're in the minority. Hold on, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, your opinion is different than mine. We've already established that. We've already established that. You're not going to change my mind. I'm not going to change yours.
Correct.
But you trying to convince my listeners that the Braves and Phillies rival is bigger than the Eagles-Cowboys, you sound foolish. You sound foolish. Just because it's more important to you doesn't make it more important to everyone else.
You're just mad that the Phillies are getting the shine right now. That's all.
I'm not mad about anything. I'm not that guy. And keep that with the midday show. I'm not that guy. You ain't been listening to me long enough to tell me I'm mad that the Phillies are winning. You sound silly. Come on, man. You do sound silly because you have an opinion that the majority don't agree with. And you can have that opinion.
That's fine that you don't care,
but what are you yelling about, though? You're wrong. Only thing that you're not wrong about, Chris, is that the rivalry of the Braves is bigger than you. You can't overtalk me. So you can stop trying to do that. The only thing you're not wrong about is that the Phillies-Braves rivalry means more to you. You're wrong about everything else.
Yes, it does. And you know what? But I can't convince you otherwise. It's a paper tiger.
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not trying to convince you.
All right, good. Then we're good.
I'm not trying to convince you.
It sounds like me and Ike.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to convince
you. Well, the hardest thing about those things is ending it, how it ends. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has that. All right, Chris, here's how I'm going to end it. Chris wants to be in the afternoon show Fantasy League.
Wrong.
So, well, he's not in the midday show Fantasy League?
Well, Chris, you got to explain to us now, after that, he has to tell us why he's a big enough Eagles fan to be in there.
This will go well.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Should have thought about that first. Should have thought about that first.
Thank you for the call, Chris. A good call from Chris. Chris went right in there, battled with Ike. I like it. I like that call.
I just don't think results matter. Like, yeah, I heard you say this about Celtics Sixers. The Celtics could beat the Sixers for 5 straight years, every year in the playoffs, and that just makes it a bigger rivalry.
No, it doesn't. I don't know what to tell you.
The reason the Giants were bigger rivals to Ike is because the Giants beat the Eagles a lot of years. It's because you're mad at them.
There is no juice between the Celtics and the Sixers because the Sixers never win. And it is not some underdog story.
What team do you hate the most?
Football is different than every other sport. It's different. And 30 years ago, if the Eagles sucked and the Cowboys were good, we could make our season by winning those two games. Absolutely. That is not how basketball works. There is no one who thinks, okay, we can lose 78 games, but as long as we beat the Celtics 4 times, then we've had a successful season. Nobody thinks
that. So rivalries don't work different. Rivalries don't work different in different sports.
Yes, they do.
No, it doesn't. Rivalry is about what the fan base, who the other fan base hates the most. Who's the team that they least like to lose?
It's not just about the fan base. It's about the players, too.
But it's about the players, too. And some of the greatest. So you don't think the Sixers hate the team that's beating them every year and they struggle against? Of course they do.
No, they don't, because it's a different team than was there last year. There's no history of it. The history of the Celtics and the Sixers
is not a different team.
40 years ago. Joel Embiid
doesn't even
Joel Embiid specifically, the best player on the team, said it is not a rivalry.
He's wrong.
That's a problem.
But he's wrong.
That's a problem.
He's not wrong.
It is a rivalry. Hold on. He's wrong for viewing it that way, and that sounds more like he's giving up on trying to beat them.
Exactly.
So he's wrong for even saying that. A team that kicks my ass every year and puts me out of the playoffs, that's the team I'm focused on. That's the team I'm focused on.
A rivalry has to be two ways. It is not two ways with the Celtics and the Sixers.
Okay, so just like Chris just said, well, me and Elliot may be in the minority. What I'm saying, and I believe what Elliot is saying, the Celtics-Sixers series matters more to me than any other series the Sixers could play.
Well, that's fine.
So I'm in the minority. I can be in the minority. But that's what the biggest rival is.
No!
Yes, I'm talking. Elliot, shut up for a second.
That is what a rivalry is.
Elliot, shut up for a second. I am talking about the biggest rivalry in Philadelphia, not the biggest rivalry for the 76ers.
I get that.
The fact is, the 76ers rivalries are all useless because they suck, and they've sucked for years, and they haven't beaten any of their rivals. Their rival is literally any good team they play in the playoffs. They are not successful enough or bad enough to have a rivalry like we're talking about.
So losing to the Celtics hasn't hurt more than any other losses?
At this point, now,
yes.
No. At this point, it just feels pathetic.
So I agree with, like, the Sixers' rival is the second round, right? I get that. But what I'm saying is, when we're talking about what makes a rival, the point I'm making is it doesn't matter the Celtics beat the Sixers all the time.
I agree.
It's still the team. Like, we talk about Jokic and Embiid.
And I hate
Embiid's
Paul
biggest rival is Jokic. Would you agree?
Hate Antoine
no one
Walker.
Ever brings up their head-to-head record when talking about the rivalry. It's about the fact that they're competitors, that the fan bases hate each other. The Jokic fans hate Embiid fans. That's what a rivalry is. It's not about the results. The results, if anything, fuel the rivalry. They don't change the rivalry and make it less meaningful.
They absolutely change the rivalry.
I'm with Elliot on this.
Oh, my God.
Well, Ike himself has said the Giants were the team for him because the Giants beat him all the time.
Yes.
Right, but he also acknowledged that because the Giants stink recently, that the rivalry is not as good as it used to
but
be.
But he still views the Giants as a bigger one because that feeling
because
of hatred.
Because he's thinking about Tiki and Toomer.
Yes, like, he's not thinking about Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he's thinking about the losses. That's the point. Like, the losses are what fuel the rivalry, what makes you hate another team.
Isn't that what makes the Braves the hated rivalry?
But rivalries are two-way. Like there are too many rivalries that you're talking about. There are one-way rivalries.
Well,
I mean,
that's what people would say.
But this end of the rivalry matters more when discussing what the biggest rivalry in Philly is the point I'm making.
All right. Thanks,
we
to
did
Elliot.
A good job, ESP. Yeah. Good job today, brother.
It was fun.
Get out of
Hold
here.
On, did we argue?
Nah.
A little bit. Day. You started, then you back right off. You were like, I'm going to ask you. You started
the right guard draft.
Yeah, started.
Oh,
the
right guard because that's something you're trying to. Yeah,
but we'll be arguing that in week two, and they're 0-2, and they can't protect anybody.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. Thank you, Elliot.
All good.
You can listen.
I got a new rivalry, Chris from Middletown.
Yes,
it seems
I love
like it.
He's in my. He's on my radar now.
Yeah,
you can. That's twice in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's earned it.
You can check out
historic
Elliot.
Day tomorrow. Everyone get excited.
You can check out Elliot every day on the Go Birds podcast, which comes out every single morning. Get your morning started with 15 minutes of Elliot.
Best way to start the day.
14 more minutes than anyone else has gotten their morning started with
Amen.
Elliot.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexelbrook for Tour de Delco, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.